Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Viller on Thursday, the 7th of July, recording at 9:16 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were quiet here today, although India had another good run to the upside. And European stock markets, mostly higher. Italy and Spain were exceptions, still concerns over the sovereign debt. In the Americas, Brazil was down, highest real interest rates in the world. The others were higher, but modest gains, except for Wall Street. Wall Street was good, solid performance. The S&P up 14, that's 105%. The NASDAQ Composite up over 38, that's 1.36%. So, strong action again, and it's been consecutive days here. In the bond markets, we had weakness. This time led by gilts and also the euro bunds, but U.S. treasuries were also weaker. The dollar index was down a tad. That's because the euro bounced after the interest rate hike. It's up to 143.57. It was an expected interest rate hike, but having sold off earlier on, it pushed up a little bit. Sterling soft, though, down against the dollar at 159.71. The yen was weaker in here today, particularly against the resources currencies. And they were firmer against the dollar. The Aussie up to 107.71. And the greenback slipped to 95.89 against the Canadian. Precious metals, barnstorming day here, it turned out to be. Well, not entirely. We've got silver up another nearly 52 cents. Palladium up 10. We have gold, that was the most modest move, but it's still to the upside, 1531.50. And we have platinum at up 1270 to 1746. Industrial metals were all higher. Copper's had a pretty good run here recently. It's at $4.42, nearly 43 cents. And did I mention the industrial metals were all higher? Here's something I don't like. The crude oil was strong. NYMEX was up $2 to 98.66, but Brent was up a whopping $4 plus, taking it up to 118.28, I think. And that's not that far off the June rally high. It was a big extended day. Hopefully that's a bit overextended. Hear more on that in a moment. The agricultural commodities were mostly firmer. In the grain and bean complex, soybeans had the better gain. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock market's concerned, it's been quite an impressive rally. The ASEAN sector leading to the upside with new all-time highs for Malaysia, for Indonesia, and also for the Philippines. And India, which people were so worried about before, and I was resigned to it sort of staying an underperformer for a while, but that's bounced back quite strongly. China was following, it was a weaker version of India's rally, but got tripped up by the latest interest rate hike, which came yesterday, but overall, not a bad performance overall. Western stock markets have been good performers. Wall Street's been a particularly good performer here, with the NASDAQ 100 really testing its high, and with the S&P not that far off, up at 1353 here. So that's been extremely impressive, and gains of that magnitude are clearly more than just short covering. There has been some bargain hunting here. Now, oil, though, has the potential to really upset the apple cart, to coin a phrase. And we are still in a period of general seasonal underperformance. I mean, these seasonal things can go right out the door when other factors are more relevant. But nevertheless, you know, you look at the last 100 years, and around this time of year, beyond a technical rally, things didn't do so well. Well, this has really gone beyond a technical rally, I would say, for many markets. But will they bang into resistance up at the higher side of the range, or will Wall Street bang into resistance at the higher side of the range? Well, I'd be surprised if it didn't encounter some resistance there, if only a pause in consolidation, because we are overbought. We reversed an oversold condition in this blitzkrieg run. But if we step back, the more important factor is that it does show at least a partial return of animal spirits. I think most people have missed the rally. I was glad to have my trading long in the NASDAQ 100 index, although I sold that prematurely earlier this week. And it's been impressive. It really is in line with what had been our best case scenario, that we would see a mean reversion by markets such as the States, Germany. We would see the ASEAN pushing through to new highs. We would see China and India coming back from the brink, where they had looked technically quite weak. And we've had all of that. So my feeling is that it's consistent with what we've maintained all the time, that this is and remains a cyclical bull market for most stock markets, not all. Some are in perpetual ranging, and they include some of the Middle Eastern markets, where the political turmoil has scuppered things. And also they include the peripheral Euroland markets. They include Japan, which has been a serial underperformer since its bubble burst back in 1990. So, but the rest of them, though, I should say, have been putting in a relatively decent performance. Australia's performance has been a little bit muted, but then plotted in dollars, and you see a different story. Okay. What about the next few weeks? Well, again, as I've already said, I would be surprised if we didn't see something of a pause here by Wall Street. But this action is sufficiently good to make me feel that we are on course for a decent fourth quarter of the year. And I've said in these broadcasts, and perhaps strength before then, as we've seen recently, I wouldn't write off the possibility of some additional uncertainty before we get to the back end of October. But again, there's much more that's going right here in these stock markets than is going wrong, and that's important. And the Fuller Money themes are doing well, and I'm grateful for that. Okay, what about these long-dated government bonds, the highs in the futures contracts occurred last month, and so far we've only seen what looks to me like a dead cat bounce to a short-term oversold condition. So I think we're on course to see prices come lower. That means yields go higher, perhaps back up to the highs that they had seen earlier in the year, all as part of that bottoming out and base building phase for the long-dated government bond yields around the world. And precious metals, well, it's again, we've seen having seen a reaction to the lower side of the range this week, we've seen a reasonable bounce here. And that's consistent with my ranging mean reversion towards the rising MA that I talk about so often. And this too indicates that we are on course, may have actually seen the low on the first day of July. I wouldn't count on that, however, and I would be a little bit surprised if that low wasn't tested in here, or if we didn't get a pullback reasonably close to it for gold and silver, which have been the leaders in here as they were previously. And I'll be very surprised, as I say, if we don't have an inform environment here come September. Crude oil, I do worry about that, and that Brent action is a little bit of a wake-up call here to prevent us, or at least this commentator, from becoming too optimistic. There's always something to worry about, but when it's crude, that's more important than just about anything else. Industrial metals, steady action generally. The copper is move is impressive. It wasn't all that long ago when we were looking at copper and saying, were we getting a first distribution underneath a small top area, and is this going to break down? But it held in that $4 region and broke sharply higher. So that is very impressive technical action. And copper remains the industrial metal of the futures traded industrial metals, or at least that where China has to import over half of its actual requirements. And that's produced some pretty strong demand recently. I must say, the Fuller household is, to my dismay, has contributed its share to the copper demand, replacing God knows how many meters of lead pipes in the house. But I digress. So back to these markets. Grains and beans, steadier today. But I think on current evidence, there's a possibility that the highs are in at least until we get to the autumn harvest season, and I'm talking about around September, October. Now, on currencies, it's interesting here. The Asian growth economy currencies, those are pretty firm generally, and I would expect them to remain so. For the most part, they might weaken and would weaken, I think, when we get a business cycle downturn of consequence. We're not getting that. We've had a little bit of a slowdown, but that makes the growth in that region look just that much more appealing. You get some hand-wringing when China's growth and India's growth slumps to about 7% per annum, but that's pretty enviable from a Western perspective. and not that we expect Western economies to grow at that rate, but you know what I mean. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if we get some corporate profit disappointments as second quarter earnings start to come out. In the USA and elsewhere, I think Alcoa will be the first. And I think it's reporting next week on the 11th. So that could be a factor in sentiment if we get those earnings coming in a little lower than have actually been forecast. I'm cautious on earnings for the second quarter through the third quarter, but we'll see. We'll see. The big companies, they've got plenty of cash, we actually know. They've got plenty of activities going on around the world, and so we don't want to look at them through the prism of what we actually see with the U.S. economy. And I think that's pretty much it. Again, interesting day. I look forward to tomorrow and to commenting on it on your behalf. Meanwhile, all the very best.